Hello, I'm Matt Campbell, and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. This week, I'll show you how to get your email with FetchMail and read it with Pine. I wanted to do this the week after I showed you how to set up Pine and use it to send email, but there was a bug in the previous version of the ZipSlack Linux distribution, on which ZipSpeak is based, which prevented us from doing this. The problem was that, instead of being delivered to your inbox on your computer, your mail would be bounced back to the sender and lost, except for the first message. So we couldn't do that demo with that bug in the way. But now it appears that this bug has been fixed, so let's do it. First, I want to turn off a program that's normally turned on in Slackware that I find somewhat annoying. It's called Biff, and it notifies you of new email that's delivered to your inbox. Now this may be useful if you're using a Unix shell account, for example, at an internet service provider or on a service like ShellWorld, where your email actually comes into your inbox without you having to use a program like FetchMail to download it. But when I'm running FetchMail, and it's giving me information about the progress of my email download, I don't want Biff interrupting with the message headers and the first few lines of the message body. So to turn it off, I'm going to edit a file called /etc/profile, which is a Unix shell script, basically a set of commands, that's run when you log into your system. And one of the commands in there is biff y, the y being for yes, and we want to change that to an n. So I'm going to bring up /etc/profile in the usual way in the VI editor. And I should mention that you need to be logged in as root to do this. Now I'll do the search command in VI, which is a /, and type in the command that I want to change. And VI didn't speak the space that I put in there, but I typed it.
US 20.
And I stopped the speech again. I'll read the current line with 8 on the numeric pad. Go to the end of the line with the $. Read the current character with the 2 key on the numeric pad.
Why?
Press the S key for substitute.
$.
Replace the Y with an N.
Ten.
Press escape to go back into VI's command mode.
/FY.
And exit VI and save my change in the usual way.
WQ. Writing /x/profile. Wrote /x/profile. 81 lines. 2270 jars. Root at Matt Camp.
Now, unfortunately, the program that you'll use to download email from your mail server, called FetchMail, isn't included in ZipSlack and ZipSpeak. So we need to go to the Slackware FTP site, once again, and get it. So, to start this process, we type
ftp://ftp.slackware.com. Connected to ftp.freesoftware.com.
Once again, I'll log in anonymously with a username of FTP.
FTP 331 guest login, okay.
I'll type in my email address as my password.
230 welcome to FTP.
Now the path where this FetchMail package is located is actually kind of long. It starts with the root directory of the current version of Slackware.
/pup/slackware/slackware.
Then we go to the root directory for the Slackware package groups.
/slackware.
And like Pine, FetchMail is in the networking disk set. Specifically, FetchMail is on disk 1. So, to complete the path, I'll type
/n1
and press enter.
250 CWD command successful. FTP.
Now, Slackware has stuck to a limit of 8 characters for package names. a carryover from the old DOS days. So the fetch mail package is actually called ftchmail.tgz, which is the standard extension for Slackware packages. So I'm going to download this package with the get command.
G-E-T-F-T-C-H-M-A-I-L.T-G-Z. Local. Schmail.tgz remote. Schmail.tgz 200 port command successful. 150 opening binary remote data connection for Schmail.tgz 388,292 bytes. 226 transfer complete.
So now we can leave FTP with the quit command.
Q-U-I-T. 221, goodbye, root at matcamp.
And install this package with the install pkg command as we did for Pine several weeks back.
I-N-S-T-A-L-L-P-K-G-S-T-F-T-C-H-M-A-I-L.T-G-Z. Installing package, mail.tgz. Root at matcamp.
Now because I'm logged in as root, and you should never do your email as root, I need to log out.
L-O-G-O-U-T. Welcome to Linux 2.2.16. Matcamp login.
And log in on my user account.
M-A-T-T-C-A-M-P. Password. Linux 2.2.16. Last login. Fujol 27203901.
Now, before I can use email, use fetch mail, I mean, I need to write a fetchmail configuration file called .fetchmailrc.
.fetchmailrc. Fetchmail.
Now I'll type the A key to go into append mode so we can start adding stuff to this empty file. And the first thing we need to type is pull.
P-O-L-L.
And then the name of the email server, which in my case is pop.crosswinds.net.
P-O-P.C-R-O-S-S-W-I-N-E-S.N-E-T.
And note that in each of these lines that we're about to do, it'll be a keyword followed by a space and then a parameter. So now I'll press enter to start a new line. Next we type proto, short for protocol.
P-R-O-T-O.
And POP3.
POP3.
I've never seen a mail server that uses anything else for downloading email, but FetchMail does support other protocols.
Fetch.
Now we type user.
U-S-E-R.
And my username.
M-A-T-T-C-A-M-P. Fetch me.
Pass.
P-A-S-S.
And my password, which I don't want to give away, so I'll turn off SpeakUp.
You turned me off.
And now I'll turn SpeakUp back on.
Okay, that's better.
Press enter again.
Fetch.
Finally, I'll type the keyword fetch all, which will tell FetchMail to download all messages from the server, regardless of whether they're marked as read on the server, which I probably need to do since I've already read at least one of the messages that I'll be downloading in this demo.
F-E-T-T-H-A-L-L.
And we're done. We can press escape to go back to VI's command mode.
Fetch mail new file.
And save the file in the normal way.
W-Q, writing fetch mail code.
There's one more thing we need to do to this file before we run fetch mail. We need to set the access permissions on this file so that only I can read it and not any other users that may be on this system, with the exception, of course, of root. And I may go into detail later about file ownership and permissions, but for now you'll have to take it on faith that the following command works.
C-H-M-O-D space 600 space dot F-E-T-C-H-M-A-I-L-R-C matcamp dollars.
And normally, since I'm the only one using this system, I wouldn't bother with this kind of thing, but FetchMail requires that the permissions be set this way. So now I'm going to run FetchMail, and I want to include the -k command line option to keep any messages that are downloaded on the server instead of deleting them.
fdkchmail -k. One message format and at pop.crosslands.net 2645 blockets. Reading message 1 of 1 2645 blockets. Not flush macamp at macamp. Dollars.
Now we've got our email, so we can go into Pine to read it.
P-I-N-E. Pine 4.21 main menu folder. Closed no messages. Pine 4.21 greeting text. No messages. This message will appear only once. Welcome to Pine version 4.21. Your Pine configuration file indicates that you may not have used this version of Pine.
Let's press E to get past this reading message.
Pine 4.21 main menu folder. Closed.
And now I'll press the 8 key on the numeric pad to read the current line, which is the status line in Pine.
Folder inbox opened with one message.
Good, as we expected. Now I'll press the Enter key to bring up the folder list, since that's the currently highlighted menu item.
Folder list, folder, inbox one message, inbox send mail save met.
And press Enter to go into the inbox.
Message index folder, inbox message 1 of 1 new and 1 jol 28 Christian at Kaggle.n 2890 MSN messenger for list P friends D delete target live you.
And again, I'll press the Enter key to read it.
Date 28 jol 2001 426 minus 0 from Christian at Kaggle.net reply to at radio friends at groups.com to at radio friends at groups.com subject. MSN Messenger, I just thought I'd drop by and let you know I also have MSN Messenger. If you want to add me, use the email address ufc@hotmail.com. Hope to hear from some of you on MSN or IC. Whichever works. Have fun, stay safe, stay out of trouble, and smile. John Boyce, ML18.
Alright. We've heard the main content of this message. So now I'm going to delete it with the D key.
Message text folder. Inbox message 1 of 155% L last message marked for deletion.
And now I'll press Q to quit Pine.
Really quit Pine? YS50P.
And I'll type Y for yes.
Yes, closing inbox. Expunge the undeleted message from inbox.
Again, I'll type Y.
Yes, Pine. Finished. Closed inbox. Kept zero messages and deleted one. You have mail in /bar/school/mail/matcamp/matcamp@matcamp. Dollars.
That's all I have for now. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about my weekly Look at Linux series, you can email me at matt@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And the time has come all too quickly when we must log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again next week for another Main Menu.